was 16. I went to go buy my first car with my friend. And it was a stick shift car. It was a 97 Mustang. And I wanted to learn quick. So the same day, we practiced in his neighborhood. It only took me 10 minutes for me to get the hang of it. And then after that, we took it home. And then had to wait for me to come after school the next day. And then I just kept practicing every time I left school in my neighborhood.
So tell me a little bit more about stick shift cars. What's so different about it than a usual regular automatic car?
There's a lot of differences in an automatic and a stick shift car, but it's just way more fun to drive a stick shift car than it is to drive an automatic car. Because an automatic, all you have to do is just press the gas and it goes. In a stick shift car, you choose when you want it to go, how fast you want it to go, and when you want it to go. Doesn't really make any sense, but once you know how to drive it, you understand what I'm talking about, playing around with the clutch and the gas at the same time.
So when you say clutch, what exactly is the clutch?
The clutch is, it's about the pedal next to the brake, and you have to press it in, like if you were to press in the gas or the brake, you have to press it in order to change gears.
So I noticed you said switching gears. So what exactly is switching gears? Are there different types of gears?
Yes, some cars have up to 6 gears. But mine have up to 5. And then I thought always the last gear is always going to be the highway one. Where you're just in the highway. Say you're going on a long road trip. And then you just leave it in that gear. And you don't have to put in clutch in or anything like that. You just put it in that gear and you just go. And then first gear is just when you start up the car. And you just have it rolling. And then so forth. It just all depends how fast you want to go. And how fast the car is moving when you put it in gear.
So switching gears determines how fast your car is going to run. Is there a specific way that you would recommend a specific gear? How does it exactly work?
If you pay close attention to the engine will tell you when it wants the gear switched. You just hear the same humming sound coming from the engine steady. And that's when you know you have to switch gears. Or depending how you're driving, aggressively or calmly. If you're driving aggressively, you'll see that the RPMs will go up really quick, and then you'll have to switch gears before it hits the red line. But if you drive normally, then you just hear from the engine, and it'll let you know when it wants you to switch gears from the same humming sound constantly.
I noticed that all your cars are all stick shift. Would you ever in the future want to buy an automatic? Is stick shift just something you want to continue to have, maybe later on even teach others?
Maybe one day when I'm older and I'm tired of driving stick shift and my clutch leg gets tired, I'll consider getting an automatic, especially the young teenagers, to get a stick shift car. Because not only are they more fun to drive, but usually they're sometimes cheaper because not a lot of people out here know how to drive them.
Favorite stick shift car? Why do you like it so much?
Well, my favorite type of car is a Mustang. I've always had Mustangs. That's one of the cars that I buy. I don't know, I just like the way they look and the way they sound. So you always catch me buying stick shift Mustangs.
What's your favorite Mustang that you've owned?
My first car, my 97. I owned a 97, a black 97 stick shift, and then I sold that. Then I bought a 2000 stick shift as well. And then I recently sold it, and I just bought a 95 stick shift as well. But out of the three, I would say that my favorite one was my first one, my 97.
Do you miss it?
Yes, I wish I'd never sold it.
Do you think that stick shift now has evolving more with young teenage boys, or do you think that automatic will continue to take over now the car generation?
Nowadays the car scene is pretty big out here now. So stick shift is growing a lot more than back in the day because of all the young boys out here wanting to get cars and wanting to be involved in the car scenery. So I think that stick shift cars are going up in value as well and also in demand.
I remember you mentioning that stick shift cars are much more cheaper. About how much does a stick shift car range? How much was your first stick shift car compared to the ones you now constantly keep buying?
It all depends what kind of cars they are. Like, say me, for instance, like in Mustangs, obviously stick shift cars are more expensive because they're sports cars, American muscle cars. But say if we were to buy a Honda or a Nissan or something like that, you always get a stick shift car for cheaper than an automatic car, because a lot of people want those aren't really for like racing or stuff like that, so people want automatic cars. But if it was like an American car for like racing or stuff like that, then yeah, people want in a stick shift car, and it's always gonna be stick shifts are gonna be more expensive than automatics. But if it's a regular old basic car that you will see on the road and you wouldn't even recognize it, then yeah, people probably want automatic car of that instead of a stick shift.
What would you recommend someone now learning stick shift? What's one of the biggest advice that you could give to someone?
I say go to YouTube and see the basics on how to start it up. Like how to let go of the clutch and give it gas at the same time. It sounds difficult, but once you see it, I'm pretty sure you'll get the hang of it, and then you want to try it on your own. And once you try it on your own, you just keep on practicing until you get it correctly every time. And it's not as hard as people say it is to learn how to drive stick shift. It's quite easy. You just have to put your mind to it.